Barn.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Friday, July 15th, and it is last I looked, 2016. And we're here to talk about you and everything that pales into comparison to what we really should be talking about, which we will in a second. But we're here to talk about you, your buckos, all points in between. We'll do markets and the economy and jobs and unemployment and taxes and debt and spending, scam, shams, and all that other stuff. And elections! And terrorism, and I don't even know where to begin on there, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, I am the voice of logic. That's who we are. We don't pull any punches. We're just the most logical people on earth versus what you see on a daily basis from the screwballs. And, of course, while we were doing the show yesterday, the report was that what is now believed somebody who was a radical Islamic terrorist, decided to get into a big truck, go about 60 miles an hour down a street where hundreds or thousands of people were reveling, celebrating something called Bastille Day in France. That's their July 4th. And just run down and murder 84 people with another 50 to 100 in the hospital. A lot of them not in good shape. Little babies dead, little kids dead, families destroyed, you know, just the normal everyday life of a terrorist. And I don't know what else to tell you. I held my punches yesterday because of what happened, but I can't hold myself today. Because, ladies and gentlemen, in case you don't know, this really is about, you know, we talk about you and your buckos, and it really is because I got news for you. It's going to fuck things if this continues. I just posted at GaryK.com, and little did I know until I checked it out, a list of Islamic terror attacks just in 2015 and 2016. It's at my website at GaryK.com right now. Wait till you see how many people they are just murdering. And they, guess what? There were some Muslims dead on the street in Nice, France. Some Muslims. They don't care. They kill anybody. They have no rules, no scruples, do not value life. Let's see, 2 weeks ago they murdered 20 women because the women told them they wouldn't have sex with them. What else? Few weeks ago, they put a bunch of men in cages and dunked them in the water and drowned them. they put people and attached bombs to them and blew them up. Oh, don't forget the beheadings. Oh, that's the good stuff. They'll shoot them in the back of the head. I saw where a little 10-year-old kid shot his mother and father in the middle of the town square because they would not join ISIS. What else? We're finding now. Oh, nice. The terrorists in Paris on the second floor cut off the what word can I use without cut off the you-know-whats of the men and stuck it in their mouths. They took knives and they put it and stuck it in a certain place of women while they were alive, by the way. I go on and on. And my president came out today to have a news-er on it and said, we all need to reflect on how we feel and the institutional racism that we really have. We're all biased in a way. That's what the leader of the frickin' free world came out to say today. I is he just running the table till he's out? Oh, but he goes on to say, we're doing our darndest to take him out, but we all need to reflect. I wonder if the families of the dead in Nice, France, who were just sitting there enjoying vacation, are reflecting on their bias right now. All I can say, and I'll finish this part with this. We have an election coming up. It's either going to be Donald Trump or the crook. Now, let's say the crook wins. Let her be a crook. But message to the crook. I want her to be the biggest ass she can possibly be. And I want her to come out and state, we are going to find you, and we're going to accommodate you that you don't value life by taking your life. Just remember something. They don't value life. They martyr themselves, at least that's the word they use, and kill themselves killing others. I promise you, you send a crapload of hellfire missiles into their little headquarters and chase them down every freaking quarter of Raqqa and all those other cities where they're in plain sight. Oh, they'll be screaming like little babies. And if I'm president, the first day, you know what I'm doing? I'm on the phone, I'm saying, Vladimir, you want to be a hero? Angela, you want to be a hero? Hey, yo, you in France, you want to join in? Yo, new prime minister in London, in the UK, you want to join in? And I send in the artillery and the army and take them out like there is no freaking tomorrow. And I will promise you these sleazy, slimy scumbags will be cowering in the corner. You want to stop this? Kill them all. Dead. Bye-bye. My president came out today, but let's reflect. No, Mr. President, you got a few months left. Go back to the golf course. You go reflect. We're going to take it to them. So message to Donald. You win, you know where I stand. Message to Hillary. I'll call you Hillary today and take off the crook. You know where I stand. And I got to figure. Got to be a lot of people out there thinking like I'm thinking at this point in time. How much are you going to take? Go look at the list. Just since January of 2015, what these people have done in all areas of the world. from Pakistan to Egypt to Lebanon to Paris to Copenhagen to Nigeria to Tunisia to the beaches of Libya and Yemen to Kenya and Somalia. Orlando, 3/4 of a mile down the block from my office. The memorial, I step out of my door, walk 100 feet and turn left. The memorial staring me right in the face. And do you think they're not going to do it again? Do you think they're not preparing? Do you know a bunch of these people were laughing in the streets last night and sipping on champagne over this? But my president wants us to reflect. You know what we need? Patton. That's what we need. Oh, by the way, did I mention Israel or Bangladesh or Iraq or Turkey or Chad or Niger, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Mali, Cameroon? Did I mention that? San Bernardino. Did I mention that? Morocco, Indonesia. Did I mention that? Ivory Coast, Belgium. Oh, Brussels, Belgium. Up next, we'll do markets and all that stuff. You know where we stand. Up next on The Edge. Again, markets. Yay. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
I love getting a bargain, but there are some things I'll spend the extra money on, like my bedding. I used to think, what does it matter? I'm sleeping. But once I tried thecompanystore.com, I got it. See, they've been around for over 100 years, so they've perfected what it takes to make the finest quality bedding and home goods for the best price. They not only set the bar for comfort, they last.
Visit thecompanystore.com and try any product risk-free. Enter the code VALUE and get 15% off plus free shipping. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm really a nice guy. If I had friends, they would tell you. And I did have a double espresso right before the show. But I got to tell you, I'm dead serious about this, ladies and gentlemen. France is going to end up being at a standstill. I mean, seriously. They're getting knocked around left and right, up and down. And the U.S. is on track to admit 10,000 Syrian refugees by September, even though we are told that these terrorists are using the refugee programs around the globe to send terrorists in. Beats the heck out of me, kids. And I'm going to get an email or two from a couple of you say, hey, talk to markets. Why are you talking? This is everything to do with everything. Remember 9/11? The world stopped for 5 days. These people would do that in a heartbeat again. And again and again, they want to take over the world. They want to kill everybody. And the good news is eventually they'll just end up killing each other because they like it. All right. Big hello to Pete Zale, my compatriot here in Lake Mary, Florida. Wish you well, my man. You inspire. Enjoy the day. Big hello to Pete Zale. Had to do that. Wanted to do that. It's the weekend. Yay. I got to tell you about the market today for a second, and then we'll get in depth. I don't think it was open today. I really think once it opened, it was like the day before Christmas, the way it trades. I mean, just really... not much happening at all. Had some more earnings come out. Citigroup announced, was up early, actually finished down. Wells Fargo announced, that was down, icky. But not much else. Now, next week, while I got you ready for all this? Let me get the glasses on. Monday, Bank America, Charles Schwab, J.B. Hunt, Trucker, Morgan Stanley, those are important. Monday after the close, IBM, big Dow name. And I'm really interested in IBM because their estimates are still to be weighed down, but the stock's been acting very well. Netflix will be on Monday. They'll tell us how bad their earnings are, and the stock will still go up. Tuesday, Coca-Cola in the Dow, Goldman Sachs in the Dow, Johnson & Johnson in the Dow, United Health in the Dow. That's before, also Tuesday before, Comerica, Harley-Davidson's, Kansas City Southern, Lockheed Martin, Omnicom, Ameritrade. After the close Tuesday, Microsoft Dow, but also Discovery Financial, Illumina, Intuitive Surgical. Well, Yahoo doesn't matter. They'll be bought out anyhow. VMware, Wednesday before the open, BlackRock. Or did they report already, BlackRock? I think they reported already. But EMC, Delta, Halliburton, Canadian Pacific, Northern Trust, Tupperware, St. Jude Medical after the close, American Express, Intel, both in the Dow. Berkshire Hathaway, F5 Networks, Las Vegas Sands, Tractor Supply, Qualcomm. Thursday before the open, GM, Biogen, Blackstone, Bank of New York, Mellon, Alaska Air, AutoNation, Union Pacific, United Air, Southwest Air, Quest Diagnostics, Nucor, Whirlpool. After the close that day, Chipotle, which, God almighty, that stock's getting destroyed, AT&T, E-Trade. In the Dow, Visa, Starbucks, Schlumberger, Maxim Integrated Products, and Friday, GE in the Dow, SunTrust, Honeywell, and a bunch of others. So very big week for earnings next week. We will be on top of it from A to Z and Z to A. That all said, ladies and gentlemen, let's get some music going on this very morbid day. Time for today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market. With proprietary indicators, go check it out. investment-models.com. By the way, I mentioned Chipotle was down another 14 today, or 13. Somebody downgraded it, saying they're not getting back people who left and they're going to these other places. What is it? The Moe's. What else is Moe's? I forgot the other one they go to. But they're going to have a rough go, and I'm surprised they have not done more Chipotle as far as TV advertising. I mean, if I'm Chipotle, I'm the CEO, I start going nuts on TV around the globe. We are Chipotle. We are here. We are safe. We serve great food. We want you back. They haven't done that. All we talk about now is the stupid Pokemon crap where people are running into each other and getting into car accidents. Dow up 10, S&P down 2, NASDAQ down 4, NASDAQ 100 down 6, transports down 30, Russell 2000 up 3. Not much to report. How's that? Not a lot. And it was this way all day. They kind of tried to open it up in a little bit of a frenzy and didn't happen. And let me be clear about a day like today. It's what you want. After a few days up off of this little move that we've had, you want some pulling back. You want some froth being taken off the playing field. You want some doubt. Just a couple, 2, 3, 4 days. Fine, dandy, beautiful, lovely. So let me just say this. Broad market, our market, no complaints really. Inside the market, we still have complaints of areas that we want you to completely avoid, as well as foreign markets. This, listen carefully. I was trying to search for the words that will explain my thoughts best. This move that we just had is not an A to Z move. That's the best way I can put it. An A to Z move means everything's going along for the ride. Definitively not. Everything is not going along for the ride. And there are some glaring examples of underperformance both here and around the globe. And there's going to be more of that as we get into earnings. Remember, earnings season is important, not as important anymore as these psychos at the central banks, but it's still important. So we have to watch, look for reactions, and I'm very in tune to looking for reactions in a bunch of names in a certain sector to earnings. Muy importante. So stay in gear. Up next, we will go more in depth to what ain't and what is, and then whatever else. We thank you for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, I'm kind of bored.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors
authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com. Listening to
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. There are reports of an attempted coup in Turkey. I guess we'll find out more as this move forward, because that place got some strife right now, ladies and gentlemen, in Turkey. You may want to read about it. All right, so tidbit time. Play along with me. Number one, gold, silver, pullback mode right now. If you look at the gold, GLD's pulled back to the 21-day moving average. If it breaks there, probably goes back to the 50-day. Let's see if it holds there. The gold stocks, I can't even say it's a pullback. It's more like sitting tight over the last 7-8 days, so we'll just leave that at that right now. Very strong silver. The metal has gone what I call Eiffel Tower-ish and has just stalled a little bit over the last 7 days, but both groups strong. Anyway, you cut it. Bond market's been in the news, so let me just say about the bond market, the government bonds, it's now pulling back after a pretty good run. Our 10-year now is yielding 1.59. I think it got down to about 1.39, and you know what we think of the bond market. And by the way, everybody agrees now with what we've been telling you for a few years, biggest bubble in the history of time, and these morons, these maniacs, these psychopaths at the central banks, they better keep control of the bond market. If they ever lose control of the bond market, what's that line? Katie bar the door. Frankly, I don't even know what the hell that means, Katie bar the door, but Katie bar the door, and I'll look that up in a second, but I know it means all heck breaks loose. What else do I got for you? Financials, they've had a good move up here, and, you know, like Citigroup stalled a little bit on earnings, and a bunch of others come next week. We'll see what happens. They're still very, 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 very relatively weak versus everything else out there, but they have been moving up decently with the market. I'll go as far as that at this point. Since I get an email on it every day, we're doing tidbits. Apple, they report not this coming week, the week after. I am not seeing estimates being raised over the last few weeks. By the way, there's some other companies that I follow that throughout the quarter have had estimates raised. So I'm always watching for things like that. Example, Amazon's earnings estimates have gone from 97 up to $1.11. I think Facebook, I've noticed, gone from 72 to 81. I've noticed General Electric's earnings guidance throughout the quarter go up. So there's some of that going on. I think there's a decent amount of that going on. I think that may be one of the reasons why also the markets are much better right now. That's earnings estimates. We follow them. It's tough to follow them closely, but we follow them as closely as possibly can be. We've been asked about Nintendo. The symbol is NTDOY. And, of course, this has to do with this Pokemon craze. Nintendo stock was dead in the water at about $17 to $18. And then on Thursday, July 7th, it went up to $18.81. The next day it gapped up to almost 21. The next day it gapped up and closed at 28. Sat around. Now the last two days it has gapped up from 26.5 to 31 and now to 33. So I'm being asked, what do I think? Okay. Answer. I have no clue. It's a guessing game. It's the type of thing, because the maddening crowd, it can double from here. Or it can die a very quick death also, so you just don't know. And if you're playing it, people played it today. They played it after it doubled in 5 days. Now it can double again, and it can double again. I'm not saying it won't. And we've seen it before where it does. We're just letting you know, we're not sure you have strict discipline if you're buying a stock after it doubled in 5 days. And as always, we'll let you decide and just make sure you have stops in place. And I got to tell you, I hope the Pokemon app breaks down. That's what I hope. There's like 30 million people that signed up. That's 30 million of people of non-productivity in this world right now. I don't even know what the game does, but I hear you, like, just go into certain places and I guess it shows up on your phone. Is that what it does? Or something like that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're living in an insane asylum. That's all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you right now. What else stuck out for me today? I do want to let you know there's an area that's kind of acting really bad here, and it's in the Chipotle, the restaurant area. First off, Buffalo Wild Wings, it's been a lagging pig for a while, and it's breaking down again. Panera, which has been relatively good, looks like it's rolling over badly here. Just not a very good tone to the Darden, does not act well. I do know Yum Brands acts well, one of the only names. Of course, their sales growth last 4 quarters, +2, -1, flat, -3 that they just came out with. So imagine sales -3 in the market said, ooh, that's good. No, that stinks. So we're just letting you know the restaurant group ain't making the grade. And I got to tell you, the energy stocks, they look like they were going to tease going topside here in the last couple of weeks. Hasn't happened yet. And as we have told you, out of about the 100 oil companies that we scan, I think there's only about 25 to 30 that are actually now trading above moving averages that we follow. And, of course, the ones trading below, we don't even care about. We want to stick with leadership, especially on commodity-based names. So that ain't happening yet. And here's what we're going to look for. Here's some symbols. FANG. FANG, that's a name of that's a symbol. Needs to break above 93 and 93 and change. Halliburton needs to move through 46 and change. Schlumberger. Schlumberger needs to move through 80. I'm not going to give you that one. How about Cimarex Energy, XEC, needs to move through 123. So that's what we're going to want to see in these names. Just hasn't happened yet. Chevron and Exxon acting well in big cap land. They're actually at the tips right now. Slow boat movers, but that's where money is going. Tidbits, Herbalife. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a guy named Bill Ackman, who has made a killing throughout the years, concentrating in a few names, both long and short. And, of course, if you haven't been reading, he's been involved with Valeant Pharmaceuticals. Colossal mistake, riding it down from 263 to 23. Herbalife, he's been short. And, obviously, another mistake, as it was announced today, the FTC says it's not a Ponzi scheme. And that's gone from 42 to 70 recently. Backed off a little bit today. I watched today on Twitter people making fun of this man because he's lost a lot of money in the last year. Making fun of a man because he's been buried losing a lot of money. And they're making fun of a guy that's still a billionaire and an unbelievable success story over the last 10, 15, 20 years. It is amazing to watch a bunch of imbecilic Twitter morons making fun of somebody when they're not in good shape and not doing well. And I was told by somebody, yeah, well, the guy's an arrogant you-know-what. So what? So what? Did he lie? Did he cheat? Did he steal? Did he commit any crimes? The answer is no. Leave the dude alone. I'm sure he's having bad enough days. Now, if he lied, cheat, steal, did something wrong, different story. It's just amazing to watch people make fun of a great success story through the years. And I'm here to tell colossal mistakes on his part. We ain't making fun of it. We feel bad. We never want it to happen to anybody. Up next on The Edge, we'll wind it up and head for the weekend. Or something like that. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store, the good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaugh.
Da-da-da. Hey, welcome once again to Investor's Edge. First off, you all have a great weekend. I think we're saying this quite often these days. Say a little something for these families. I think there were two Americans, a father and 11-year-old kid dead, run over in from Texas, I believe, run over in front of the wife and the daughter. Imagine the wife and the daughter the rest of their life, that vision in their head because of this one. Sometimes I wish we were on satellite. I'd like to tell you what words I'd like to use. So have a very good weekend. Again, some housekeeping. The Fox News Channel Business Block special live 2 hours with Stuart Varney covering the Republican National Convention. Donald Trump has officially announced Mike Pence as his vice president. Of course, now, just so you know, Mike Pence caused the Chicago fire, the San Francisco earthquake, polio, and herpes simplex number 3. And if you cut his hair off, he'll have 666 underneath the hair. That is Mike Pence. That's what the media will do to him now. A good governor of Indiana. And look, he's very conservative socially. There's people that will not like him. I get that. You know, that's fine and dandy. We respect opinions here. Terrific, fine. We'll debate you on anything. We'll agree with you, disagree with you. I'm just letting you know how the media is going to play this. Donald Trump could have picked Mother Teresa. The media would go after her. Because that's how corrupt they are and how sleazy and slimy they are. Simple as that. And by the way, I want to give you one little example of what I mean by the ridiculous, over-the-top lies of media, okay? And how they try to BS the heck out of you. And most people will just let this pass you by. Things don't pass me by. This is from Andrew Taylor of the biased Associated Press. First paragraph, the White House on Friday predicted that the government's budget deficit for the soon-to-end fiscal year will hit $600 billion, which is an increase of $162 billion over last year's tally, and a reversal of a steady trend of large but improving deficits on President Barack Obama's watch. You ready for the money quote? The disappointing figures, while expected, come after the deficit has steadily declined since the huge $1.4 trillion deficit Obama inherited after the deep 2007-2009 recession and the associated fiscal crisis. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a bold-faced lie. 100,000% lie. Andrew Taylor knows it. All it's doing is parroting Obama and the administration's lie to you about what he's done with deficits. Case closed. He did not inherit $1.4 trillion deficit. No. He put it to $1.4 trillion with his $800 billion stimulus, which goes into baseline budgeting so it stays every year. That's all. The reason why the deficits have come down, it's a fewfold. A, the economy came out of that financial explosion, which increases revenues. B, the complete easy money printing of money got markets going higher. So capital gains, taxes, flow through. But I got news for you. Federal spending has skyrocketed under this president. If he would have just kept it flat, we wouldn't have deficits. Barack Obama inherited deficit of about 400 to 500. He took it up to 1.4. This is a lie. But AP's good at that. I can pick one thing out, one or two things out every week. Other tidbits, biotech. Start watching them. As you know, it's been really weak. Weakest of the weak areas, biotech. But I want you to notice when you have a chance, go look at the IBB. It's just the NASDAQ Biotech Index, and you will notice it's off the lows. You will see between 240 and 250, hit it four times over the last five, 6 months and held. It's rallied up. Looks like it wants to get to, I'm not saying it is. Watch to see if it can break above 275. Because if it does, it's going to 286 probably. That's the next level. And again, on a relative basis, not even close. Not even close. But then you look underneath the hood, Regeneron, very weak stuff. But you will notice volume pick up today. If it can break above 382 and it closed at 373, that would go with the biotech ETF moving above also. And Biogen, another important name. Look what that did today. Moved above a little bit of resistance here. Again, these are weak names we're talking about off the lows. Celgene needs to move above, let's call it 106. Keep in mind, they're all going to be reporting in the next 3 weeks. We'll see how it goes. Amgen, one of the bigger names. Big, gigantic, huge trading range. Needs to get above 165. Closed at 163 and change. So maybe there's a setup there. Be watching it. You'll have a great weekend. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like I do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Have a great night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.